Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast. Simplecast makes podcasting easy, affordable, and downright friendly. Use the promo code CHICAGO to get 50% off your first 3 months. And now, back to the adventure. Sit in the Crier's Square of the Merchants District of Burnfort, of Caerleon, of Interis, of the universe, of the greater things. It keeps zooming out. It keeps expanding. But then rapid zoom back in because it's you guys all standing around a single board.
I like that. Rapid zoom.
Rapid zoom. My cameraman didn't zoom rapid enough. Then we had to back it up. We had to start again. Anyways, so you guys have stood at the board, decided to go maybe help retrieve some bodies that were killed in battle, bring them back, get some points, win some hearts.
Yes!
And then the rest of this Thursday seems to be left up to Scotty's insistence of training. Now, she did tell you about a gym called Muscle Max that's here in the Crest District. Sorry, that's up in the Crest District. You guys are just in the Merchants District right now. She did tell you about that. She said it's open for everyone who's taking part in the tourney to use, but training how you see fit is what you see fit. And then she said that she trusts you guys. She gave you all very intense eye contact. It seems that this is perhaps an emotional test of sorts.
Scotty, did rehearsal go? Did your audition go?
No, it went fine. I just want everyone to... Train.
I didn't know. Just to maybe rehearse.
Sorry, train.
Is Scotty with us right now? I go and I pick her up and I bench press her.
Okay. So
what?
In the air, Scotty.
Best pressure.
All right. So I will let you know that even though Scotty is a human, she's about 5'8" and she's thick and cute. So I'm gonna need you to roll a d20.
I love Scotty.
That I can.
She's the only Macy Mernblad. That is like the only good Macy Mernblad.
Macy.
I believe.
She's an hairspray.
Oh, she what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. And I'm guessing Macy Mernblad. I'm sorry.
Yes, you had your strength.
That is a 17.
All right, so yeah, you do it.
I do a pretty game job.
You do a pretty good dang job.
Do we know? Lifting. We don't know what the tournament is, right?
No, you have no idea.
Scotty, what is the tournament going to be?
Scotty, well, you ask like that?
Yeah. Hey, Scotty, do you know what the tournament is tomorrow so we know like what to prepare for? I assume there's some dueling because we just dual trained.
That's it. That's all that we usually are allowed to know. Okay. That if you... What you do training of the week of is usually going to come back to bite you in the ass in the tourney. So,
fun.
Yep.
The tourney.
The tourney. How do you say it?
Tourney.
Tourney.
Tourney. Tournament.
Tourney.
Yeah, I'm from the Midwest. I think.
God. You actually are. If I'm looking at the map, you are from the Midwest.
Scotty, I say it like tournament. Like tournament.
Yeah.
The tournament.
Tournament.
All right, so I have rehearsal to get to, you guys are going to work out. You guys are going to work out. So.
Let me know if you want to help.
I don't.
Are you hitting on her?
No, I'm not hitting on her. I'm just saying it was kind of fun picking you up, Scotty.
But I just know that some people would love dance partners who could lift them like that, and there's just some regional ballroom dancers that I'm friends with at rehearsal, so let me know.
Are you telling her to audition for Hairspray?
Well, it's not. It's actually not.
No, she already told me.
Wait, what is the play that they're doing?
Oh, we're doing Out of the Woods.
I thought you guys were doing Ront.
Ront?
Ront.
I thought you guys were doing Lease.
Well, it's out of the woods. So.
Is there ballroom dancing in that?
Out of the woods.
Out of the woods and into the woods and out of the woods again.
So that's But no, but they just do. Do you not know? Like, I don't know if that was like a Langdale thing. I don't know if I ever saw it, but like, ballroom is sort of just like a hobby for people here.
What is ballroom dancing?
Ballroom dancing when you go to balls. Okay, so Zill, ballroom dancing is a formal event for usually higher class people, and when they go to events like balls and such, it was known as a form of like mingling and getting to know each other.
But you have to dodge a lot of balls.
That's actually not true, and I won't let her hurt you like that.
Okay.
It's just formal dancing.
That's what
okay.
I did. What kind of ballroom dancing did you do?
Do you? Well, I have.
Do you talking about dodgeball?
No, but
you are mixing up dodgeball with this. Dodgeball? Are you thinking of dodgeball?
Oh my god!
Kai goes, "Well, I'm gonna hit the gym. I guess I will too.
Is that Kai's new voice? Are you debuting it? Impression?
Well,
I'm gonna go to the gym.
Well, yeah. I think I'm just gonna like bench press a couple of more.
Yeah, I got a little adrenaline rush after I lifted Scotty, so I'm just gonna go, you know, shoulders, arms, back day.
I'm in. We're going to the gym.
All right.
Sure. Why not?
All right. So the three of you are heading up to the Crest District. It's in West Crest. So you guys are heading that way. You eventually see it. It's a gym that is 3 stories tall. It says Muscle Max in really huge marquee letters. A bunch of birds are sitting on top of it. There's like 4 sets of double doors. People are coming and going. It looks like a relatively packed sort of megapolis of a gym. So you guys head inside. You kind of explain that you are who you are. And you guys are given 4 options. There is cardio,
uh-huh.
Strength.
Is there a circuit room?
Yeah, there is.
Air yoga. What is the air thing called? Where you do...
Acro yoga?
Yeah.
That's like partner yoga.
No, it's like yoga. You do it like in the air.
Yes.
On the strings?
The silks.
Yeah. Yeah, the what silks. Oh, I used to know
There's
the name.
There's a girl in my class who does that.
Anyway.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do that.
So
what are the other options?
There's cardio, strength, Zumba, and combat.
I call Zumba.
Rihanna's going to Zumba.
Of course.
Zill's going.
It's cardio.
Cardio, strength, combat, and Zumba.
Oh, you're total combat.
Zill, I was going to go to combat if you want to come with me.
Anyone want to go to Zumba with me? I could use a Zumba.
I'm more
Zumba
of a jazzercise myself.
Well, Zumba's pretty close to jazzercise.
Well,
so.
I specifically like jazzercise
Are
better.
You Zumba's the new jazzercise. It's the jazzercise of our age.
Hey, I just grew up with jazzercise, and it's just
serious?
What I'm used to. All
right, I guess I'm Zumbin' alone.
I guess I'll go to combat.
Zumba!
All right, so you two go to combat. Sort of where it's set up, there's like individual dummies and sort of like weapon racks, and you can tell that this is only for tourney participants. But there are dummies who seem to be put on mechanical things, so they're trained to like move really quick, and so it's sort of about accuracy and aiming and whatnot. And so you guys are in the same training room. They sort of rented out like per team. So you guys are in the training room together with just like a few dummies. Together alone.
Oh. And Kai just goes up to one and fucking boom.
Oh my god.
So you
and then just boom 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 boom.
Okay.
Like she's going like it's like a
so Zill, you notice that like the on button hasn't been pressed yet, sort of for
I press
this.
It.
All right, so you
without telling
so
her
you,
I just press,
so you press it. Roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh her.
Yeah.
Oh!
Critically exploded.
Oh shit! You crit?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it seemed like it might be scary that the thing that you're punching was sort of moving out and you weren't holding back your punches, but you just the punch goes through. You flip 180, and you're facing Zill.
Did you see that?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Your turn.
What? exactly like that.
Nah, do your thing.
Okay, oh God, I don't know what to do.
Come on. There are weapons on the wall, just like basic.
Do you want to come up with like a plan and then execute it?
Meanwhile, like, on Zumba.
Well, okay, so like, how are we going to come up with a plan if we don't even know what the tournament is?
Well, I'm just saying for this training room right now, because these dummies are moving, right?
Oh, sure, sure.
So let's make a goal. Let's try and get to the other side of the room while knocking down every dummy that's in our way.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are standing.
You go first.
I'll follow. All right, I'll lead the way. So I go.
There are six.
There are six dummies.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're each in a row. It looks like a foosball table.
Is it? Okay. Okay. So, yeah. All right. I go. I crack my knuckles. Crack my neck. Go. All right. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. And Kai's just running, dodging them, flipping over them, punching them, elbowing them, boom, kicking them, getting over.
running, dodging, boom, kicking them.
We're just here at the gym with my boys.
We like to boom, kick.
Boom, boom,
she's like just like
we like the boom, boom, pow, you know.
that's a song by the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, it's a reference.
And I yell back, "How you doing, Zill? How you doing?"
I haven't I thought we were taking turns.
Oh, okay. What?
So go ahead and roll just like a general coolness.
An 8.
An 8. So
what do you add on for coolness?
Yeah, you don't. You don't add on for coolness, unfortunately. None of you have specced in the coolness stat.
Damn it.
Yeah. Let me know next time you level up if that's something you want to do. But yeah, it's for some reason you're like trying too hard to be cool, and you're like, why can't I make myself feel cool about this? And for some reason, it just feels really lackluster in the heart.
I moved too fast. I didn't take my time.
Okay.
That could be it.
All right, Zell.
Okay. It's my turn, I guess. And there's...
I guess.
I want to... I'm not going to punch these things. I'm going to try to use a rapier because I have one of those now.
Okay.
So I want to try to get used to the different weight that the scimitar was in this.
Okay.
So I'm chopping. I'm slicing.
You chopping? You boom.
Boom. Doing some slashes. You know, can I roll for coolness?
Yes, please.
What, do I add anything?
No.
Wouldn't it be like charisma?
No.
Fine, I have a 13.
All right, so it's a 13.
I'm cooler than Kai.
Yeah, you're cooler than Kai. You look cooler than Kai. You do a little roll in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do some mayonnaise.
Some mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I love sandwiches.
Shut up.
So you do a few cool moves, and then you guys are just sort of genuinely training together. It seems that you guys are just letting each other take turns.
Yeah, but then eventually we do it together.
Do you want to like maybe fight each other? As I regret saying that, as the words come out of my mouth.
Zill, I would be honored to fight you.
Sick.
All right, so there's a button that you can press that will push all the dummies to the outside of the walls and create sort of a thing. You press this button. You also notice that next to it there was a high to low meter, and you guys had it on low. Anyways, that's not important now. So you guys are in a sort of 8-foot by 8-foot square.
I have a question, Zill.
Sure.
Just fists?
Sure.
Okay.
Don't go
unarmed fighting.
Don't go easy on me. If you see the opening.
All right. Well, I'm not going to hurt you before the tournament, but all right. All right.
Don't go easy on me.
Okay. All right.
Meanwhile, Rihanna is going into Zumba. And when she gets in, roll a perception check.
Hey, yes. Of course. I'm so excited.
I think is going to happen.
Okay. Sex.
Okay, so it's a 6.
Yeah.
Great. So you get in.
So there's 6 people there.
6 people. No one's there.
I'll explain it. There's 20.
Okay, so there's an 8. Okay, luckily for you, the DC on this check was a 9, so you just missed it. But it doesn't matter too much. So you get in. You're heading into the Zumba room. You've left Iga at home.
Well, of course. He doesn't need to work out.
We'll
mentally train later.
Yes. Work on the commands.
Yeah.
And when you go to Zumba, do you front of the room, back of the room?
I'm kind of trying to feel it out. So I might work my way to the front if I'm feeling comfortable, but okay. I'm going to start in the back and kind of like look around.
So I
don't know.
Okay, so you stay in the back, you sort of look around. You notice that there is another person in this room who looks like you.
I've never done Zumba before. What? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
So you're walking over. And you're like, hi. And the person turns around, and you recognize that this is Margiani, who you met in the castle the first day, who is a member of the Septus team.
With my love, Jamari.
Yes.
Shamari.
Yes.
Remind me of your name again.
Margiani, you,
Margiani, Griana.
Griana, yeah. The small business owner. Well, small business owner.
I guess you could say I'm more of a freelancer now.
Freelancer now.
Yeah, I guess. I'm
Langdale.
Yeah, from Langdale. So, well, I'm from Troutbeck, but then I'm representing Langdale.
And the
whole story, crazy, yeah. Town burned down, a bunch of evil stuff was going on. I don't know. Okay. We still don't know about it, but I'm excited. Have you done Zumba before?
No. I actually haven't.
Me
no.
Either.
No.
Us half-orcs, we got to stick together.
Yeah, we can. And then, what? I'm worried that this isn't going to be that cool.
Why?
I might peace out.
Isn't it a dance thing? Really? What?
Well, I don't know. So I'm here to find out, see if it's cool or not.
Okay, let's see if it's cool. And if it's not, like, I'll totally go get bubble tea with you.
Perfect. That sounds like a plan. Great.
Okay.
All right.
What's bubble tea?
I heard about it. Our place is in Crest
Secret
District.
Twins.
So I was just coming up.
Do you like that area?
No. We're not. We're back. We're back down. We're further down. Oh. We're in a.
What's Jamari up to today? And everyone else.
Oh my god, I think that they were. I know Jamari and
everyone else.
Yeah, they're down off cliff.
Oh.
Working on one of the tasks.
Oh, one of the tasks.
Yeah.
But you just you wanted to train more today.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
What kind of dancing style do you think it'll be? This Zumba.
Oh, this is dancing.
Is it like a dance workout class?
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well.
Are you a dancer?
Absolutely not.
Do
but
you enjoy
I will
dancing?
Always try something once.
Hey, I admire that.
Absolutely.
I'm doing a lot of that recently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
At that point, someone walks in and you just hear a beat.
Oh.
Take over the room.
I think it's starting.
The lights dim. There's sort of disco. Takes over.
You know
get on your feet.
Okay.
Get up and make things happen.
Richard Simmons is here. And so... Ellen DeGeneres is walking through the audience.
Handing out money.
Ellen's the giveaway she does.
Dellen E. Generous.
12 days of giveaways.
The instructor.
Yeah, Dellen E. Generous comes out full.
Should have gone to Zumba.
says, this is about love and acceptance and being kind to yourself. And then it's actually a regular Zumba class. Nothing, no hiding. Margiani seems to be somewhat into it. It starts out good, and then it just gets incredibly difficult. So I will need you to roll a Constitution saving throw.
Okay. Yeah, that's gonna be. I'm pulling it together, and it was an 18.
Oh my God! So Thank God. This is freeing for you, just to let it all out in some dance themed exercises.
I don't know when the last time I danced was.
Yeah. So some people, So some people are like tiring out, and like you're only getting stronger, and you've like moved to the front of the room.
This isn't even
and,
my
you know,
final form.
Like Margiani is like keeping pace with you, and you both seem to be like really enjoying it.
Come on, Marge. Can I call you that?
Absolutely.
Cool.
And so you guys get some dance themes exercises on. Kai and Zil, roll initiative.
that was so fun.
Oh, I exploded.
Oh, yes.
I know.
Oh, God, I just bust.
Would this count as combat?
Yes.
No, you don't get advantage on initiative.
Yeah, I do.
Does it say?
Yeah. Dude, it's in combat. It's not even in rage. It's in my combat.
But that's... In combat, that means like...
Either way, you still win because I got a 3.
Okay.
You just wanted to win.
I just wanted to win so bad.
Wait, I know more about rolls and I think I won.
I think I bust harder than you.
The rules, I won.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm sorry, I think I bust harder than you did, so...
I think I busted my nut way harder
I nutted,
So I'm first?
Yeah, you're first. Oh, fuck.
All right, baby, fist what do cuffs. You do?
Let's go.
Well, oh, jeez. Oh, Jesus.
For the sake of time, everyone, quarter your health.
I got an 18. Does that hit?
An 18? Yeah. That does hit. Good job.
Oh, jeez.
So you know who Kai is. What kind of hit are you going for?
Give me 1 second.
Please no ribs, Liz.
Well, that's the thing. Is like this is a. This
oh,
is
actually, a... my rib is healed. I forgot. Go anywhere.
It's only been like a few days.
No, but it got fully healed.
For your health potion.
Oh, I didn't take any health potions.
So like I only have 18 health.
I did. Oh, I still want a cool scar.
They're dueling.
Can I have
so
a cool
just...
scar?
Damn, I can't kill it.
Yeah, you have a cool scar.
Fuck yeah. So I have 25 hit points.
Oh, yeah, you were letting it heal naturally because you wanted a cool scar.
Do you have 100 health?
Yeah. What?
Do you have 100 health?
I have 20. No. Oh, fuck. No. Shit. I did math wrong.
I was like, I have 25 health. Hit points right now.
Yeah, I leveled up Phoebe and she had 3,000 hit
points. No, I have 15 health. yikes. Okay, so I hit. I'm going to try to use my level 1 in rogue and try to get to her back and like hit her in the back.
Okay, and you roll.
Oh, my damage. Oh god, I'm so ill prepared. 5.
Okay,
I
so
did 5
you,
damage.
Okay, so go ahead and roll. There's no stat for this.
I know what my next move is going to be. Can I just do that?
Yeah, you take 5 damage, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Nice, Syl. I feel like she was going to, like, do something. I kind of dodged under her arms, and I got her in the back, and I punched her.
So I go. I take my elbow.
So she's behind you. Yeah.
Yeah, I take the elbow, the one that has the amethyst spec, and I go.
Yeah, so you jam that backwards. Go ahead and roll a hit.
It landed on the very, very edge of my dice.
Well, it's still a visible number. What did it roll?
Look at that, though. Can we just examine?
That's actually pretty cool.
That's pretty
cool. That is cool.
So what number was it?
No, what does it say?
Hey, she knows
the
rules. It's
a 4.
Okay.
okay, so that's not going to hit. So you you try to jab where you think Zill is.
Nice.
And Zill is not there. Perhaps she's been training in and her roguish abilities more than you would thought she had been. Zill.
14 plus, and I add strength. I don't think it's gonna hit. It's a 16 or 15.
Nah, I'm.
Yeah, so you try to do another hit, but I think Kai's turning around at this point.
Yeah, I tried to kick the back of her leg, but she was moving forward, so I just kind of kicked the air.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're face to face right now. Okay, I go and I kick her in the stomach.
She's much taller than you, so that's really a pretty easy.
She really is.
Oh my god, what the fuck? You lucky bitch, I got a 2.
Yeah, so a big there's a big
I just
foot,
to
there's
the
a
side.
Big foot coming at you and you managed to pull out a dodge. all right. So
does a 17 hit?
What yeah. You okay.
I have
it.
Oh, I just wanted to see the hit first and then I was gonna if I hit, I was gonna okay. Even if I didn't, I was gonna say what I did.
Yeah, but do it the other way around.
Sorry, I didn't know. I'm just so used to just
yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna roll for damage. Like yep, hit.
I get you.
I can re-roll it if you want.
No, yes, that's fine.
Okay, so I go to the side, and I want to kick the leg that is up that tried to kick me to, like, put it back
You're
down.
You're kicking it. Describe that again. So the, leg okay, is in, so, the leg is in the air.
So I'm
Do you want me up. Here?
So this is what happens.
Why are you two standing up to demonstrate this to me?
Oh, my God.
This is what I tried to do this.
Carly's in danger.
They're behind me standing, acting
out
the
duel. What I'm going to do, I'm going to kick out the back of her other leg.
That's what I thought. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you go to completely knock her on her ass.
Yeah.
Right. Roll.
And I got a 4.
Yeah, that's, you got a 4?
Damage.
4 damage, right. Okay. So roll a dexterity saving throw.
18 plus 8.
All right, so she tries to kick her leg out from underneath you, and you stay in the same place. But you take 4 damage. So
I kicked just above the knee.
Yeah, so Zill's just kicked you right above the knee in the inner thigh. And her leg is retreating from that space, and it is your turn.
Okay. I'm going to go and just punch her in the face.
That looks like that'd do that.
So weird. Does do I add anything? I can't remember.
Yeah, strength. Yeah, you do. Yeah,
oh, strength. You add strength?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's not my fault.
What the fuck? I would have been hitting you. Okay, 18.
Yeah, that hits. This is the first hit you got on me.
I would have gotten more. Actually, I would have gotten one more.
So you just got a punch still right in the face. Roll 1d4. And then
I'm gonna get a sick black eye.
Yeah, so normally like punch damage is like +2. But she
punch damage is +2? I thought it was just plus strength.
Oh, is it just plus strength?
Yeah.
Okay, it's plus your strength.
Oh, it's plus my plus 5. So that would be 7.
Believe I'm gonna die. 7? Okay.
Yeah, so you take 7.
My nose is bleeding.
Your nose.
I have a black eye instantly.
No. Zil, your nose has cracked and it is bleeding.
Okay, I go. Oh. Zil, you good?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
And I guess the battle's still going, so it's your turn.
Is snapping my nose back an action?
No, it's a bonus action.
Okay, so as a bonus action, I'm going to look Kai dead in the eyes and snap my nose back. No. And I scream when I do it. And then I'm going to run at her. I got a 20.
Nice. You rolled a 20? Yeah, 20?
So what are you going to do?
All right, what are you doing?
Because, like, I feel like this is also just intimidation, too. So, like, I...
That's fair.
Well, because, like, I look her in the eyes, I snap my nose back, and I'm going to run at her, and I'm going to try to hammer punch her in the neck.
Okay. Okay. So
just so I just...
All right, so...
Like, right here. Like, collarbone.
Okay. Kai, you're hammer punched in the fucking neck.
How much... Do I double damage?
You rolled twice the amount of dice.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Wait, so I have a question. Is attack bonus only used when using weapons?
Yeah. You only add your strength modifier for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did 5 damage.
All right, so you take another 5 damage, Kai, as you're karate chopped in the motherfucking collarbone.
Ow.
It's like a Charlie horse immediately appears. It's a very unpleasant. Muscles.
And I go, "You good?"
Yeah, I'm good. And I charge at her and I take
I'm like right near you.
Yeah,
you don't
right
have to charge.
Oh, she's right in front of me. Okay. Yeah. Then I'm going to punch her in the face again.
I thought she was going to like again? Pick me up. And,
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
going to punch her in front of the face again, I guess.
I'm like not doing that bad of hits, and she's just fucking... She's
21.
Yeah,
you do that.
Go ahead and roll your damage.
You told me not to go easy on you.
Yeah, but like this is also a sparring fight. This is also... Have you never sparred?
No, it's too late. You're being punched
in
the face.
I know.
That's 9 damage.
Oh, all right, so you take 9.
Well, she knocks me the fuck out.
She does?
Yeah. I had 8 hit points.
All right, so you are on the ground.
Oh, no, I go, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
You,
shit.
You.
Ah, shit, that was
Zil in the face. You punch Zil in the face in a sparring match. You hear the crack of a nose again, just to sort of clarify. And a split-lipped Liz is laying, so it's a little real for me. A split-lipped Zil falls to the ground. Luckily, it's on a nice matting, but is just knocked the fuck out.
I go and I cradle her in my arms and I go, Zil, wake up. Scotty's going to kill me. Zil.
Zil, roll a constitution saving throw.
Griana's I'm in the other room dancing.
I got a 15.
All right, so you're slowly rousing, but you're in a lot of pain.
I go, Zil.
We need to talk some things out.
I are you good? You fucking kidding me? You fucking kidding me? You told me not to go easy.
Yeah, but it was also a sparring match. Have you never sparred a day in your life?
It's been a while.
I'm gonna need so much surgery to fix this nose.
We'll take you to excellence.
No, it's fine. I'm fine.
I'm just gonna carry you home.
Yes.
You know what? Yeah, okay, please do that.
So Kai has Syl in her arms. Do you stop to let Kriana know where you're going?
No, I want to go home. I want to go home, Kai. Kai, I want to go home now.
Do I see Kriana in the window of the studio and
roll
be like...
Roll a luck.
A luck.
Roll a luck.
18.
Yeah, so you there's she's in an open
okay,
window.
I go... I see her dancing. Does she like...
Do you, knock, do you knock on the window?
Yeah, I knock on the window and I go, hey.
Roll a perception check, Kriana.
Oh, yeah, baby.
She doesn't see us.
How insistently do you bang?
I'm like,
nine.
I'm like, Kriana.
Wait, no,
actually, 11.
Oh, it's 11. So, yeah.
Okay, I go, hey, everything's good.
What?
Everything's good.
You
We're
see,
just going to go
You
home.
See Kai holding Syl, who
wrong?
Is like half unconscious in Kai's arms.
I have,
what
I have like a, I have like a gross like t-shirt like over my face and it's just soaked in blood.
I'm like going with my
Can
hands.
We get some
like,
ice. I need ice.
But you're staying dancing.
But I'm still dancing, but in between moves, I'm like, what?
I just want to be like, I got to go, but you're good. You stay. I go, you're good. Okay. We're just going
to
go.
And I say, this is my friend Margiana.
Hi, and I go, hi, Margiana.
Let's go. Okay, let's go.
And I just run. I just run
you,
home.
You run.
Oh.
I slow down.
It's like you're actually hurt or something.
You're
like, in this room, screaming so loud.
Scotty's
gonna
kill me.
Hey, we don't have to tell Scotty exactly what happened.
Yeah, we'll cover this up.
Maybe a weight fell on my face.
All right, so you guys make your way back to Jack and Jill's. It's like across the city. Maybe you guys stop and get an
Uber. Can we get a
carriage.
You guys take a carriage
ride
back
here. You mind getting this one, Kai?
Subtract two gold.
Syl, absolutely.
Thank you.
I give the guy a big tip because we probably got blood on his seat.
I try to snap my nose back again.
However much that tip is.
Do you want me to do it, Syl?
I have...
All right, so you try to snap your nose back in. Roll a constitution saving throw.
Owie.
I got a 15.
Okay, so you snap it back in, and you barf in your mouth a little.
God.
I roll down the window, and I spit.
There you go. After the carriage ride, you make it back to Jack and Jill's. Are you just going straight up to one of your guys' rooms?
Yes.
I need help. I need some ice.
No, I go and take
I need to go to the bathroom and wash off.
I lay her in my bed and I go, I'm going to go get you ice and pain meds.
Drama queen.
And pain medicine.
Drama queen. She just called me a drama queen. My nose is broken.
Carly
I have a black
it.
Eye.
Brianna's not there.
I have a question. Is there a tub in the bathroom?
Yes.
You are not.
No. We're going to just fill that tub with ice.
Oh, my face is hurt.
We're gonna.
My face.
Why are you doing that?
You sounded
want
really
you
funny
sore.
When you said that.
I know I did, but.
Oh yeah, but my face is hurt. All
right.
Okay, I just go get ice and pain meds, and I lay Syl down in my bed.
Okay, so you get ice and a pain elixir.
Can
okay.
I have some morphine?
Morphine doesn't exist,
I know.
Bitch. This is D&D.
Oh, fuck.
and then you head back like 2 hours later after a thrilling.
Do you want to get bubble tea?
Yeah, you guys can go. You guys can. Do you guys want to go get bubble
yes,
tea afterwards?
I was looking forward to it.
All right. So afterwards, the workout session's wrapping up.
Yeah.
Marge's got a towel around her neck.
A quick bubble tea.
Her hair is like. Is like shaved on both sides and it's just like a top ponytail brought
cool.
up to the top.
Okay.
Felicia, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm still kind of rattled.
Really
I have a ringing in my ear from the.
I'm sorry. I won't do it anymore.
No, you just screamed.
Keep it up.
It was reasonable.
Afterwards, I
know.
More.
No, keep it up. You're fine. I love the energy.
and then her body is just like covered in tattoos. It's very cool, very intimidating looking.
Cool.
Hot.
Like, yeah.
Hot to trot.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's one of her tattoos is hot to trot.
so the workout finishes up and Marge, as you called her, was like, all right, bubble tea.
You know what? Here's to new things.
Here's
that
new
was
things.
Pretty fun. So I think bubble tea might be just as fun as Zumba.
Yeah, and at the and then just as Dellen is walking out, Marge goes, "Hey, Dellen," And Dellen Egeneris turns around and is like, oh, what can I? And Marge goes, bubble tea. Where would I go? And Dellen gives you guys directions to this place called Bubbles.
Nice.
That's also in the Crest District. And so you guys head that way.
Very cool.
So you guys head to Bubbles. It is a building that's shaped like a cup.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
This is the first quirky place I've ever been, like this type of quirky, I think.
Yeah, it's
never
very,
seen like a city, like trendy storefront like this.
Yeah, it's like a V.
This will be out of business in 10 years at least. Like, tops.
Yeah. Once the fat has fallen away.
Yes, but I love it for now.
So you and Marge go inside. There's fruity types of flavors. Yes. There's a wine flavor. There's a
wine flavor bubble tea.
Yes, there is a lot of like tropical flavors. So like coconut, pineapple, all these things. And then there's like a deep chocolate and some cinnamon.
Ooh. Well, okay, I'll get the.
There's like 300 flavors of bubble tea.
Oh my god. Can I get a combo of flavors? Sure. What's your most popular flavor?
Our most popular flavor, a lot of the locals like to come in, and they like to mix the wine and the vanilla, and it's a sort of...
Wine and vanilla?
Yes,
wow.
I know. It's up there with milkshakes and french fries. That flavor of bubble tea as well.
Do you have milkshake french fries?
No, it's just a bubble tea flavor. Yeah.
Bubble tea? That's it. Okay, you know, I think I might do the chocolate.
Small, medium, large?
Medium. Large, medium. Large. Small. You just worked out. Large.
All right. And so you're given a large bubble tea. You've ordered chocolate, so it just kind of looks like this dark brown. It's got an opalescence to it.
Ooh.
It's almost got this, like, hollow.
Did you plan
like,
for
it looks
me
like
to
there's... Care? No. Sorry.
No, I just think this is fun.
So it's got, like, this almost, like, swirling... Like, if the light hits it, it looks like there's swirling glitter inside of it.
What?
Instead of, like, the look of carbonation. There's no look of carbonation. It just looks like swirling opalescence.
Well, this is really cool. Thanks for bringing me here, Marge. Have you been here before?
No. I had to ask for directions, so...
Oh, right. Duh. Oh, my God. I'm so...
No, I don't know. This stuff just feels kind of a little too fancy, you know?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
It's like... And now we have more money than, like, we've ever seen. It's like, what do you do?
You have more... You have a lot of money?
Well, I mean, like, we won the...
Oh, from winning. Yeah. I have some money, too.
Yeah, and it's like, what do you... Do with it?
I know.
Fancy tea.
Literally the other day, I threw money out of a cab, like a moving cab. I didn't. Like, what do you do with it? You know?
I mean, that's fair.
I know.
Yo, yeah. That sounds like a good night.
It was fun. It was the.
Did you get crazy?
It was. Yeah. Long story. It was. We had this cat. We had to return to the prince, and it was on one of our tasks, and then the cat was oversized, and they wouldn't take the cat.
Oh, I heard
so
about
the
this.
Prince's
oh, that
cat
was your team?
And that was our team. Yeah.
Oh.
Because we found it in the sewer because we were trying to save
the
rat guy.
You're the sewer team.
What do you mean?
You're the sewer team.
What? I'm sorry. I'm going to be serious now. What do you mean the sewer team?
Oh, sorry. This is what people are calling.
Well, yeah, we went into a sewer. But you'd think we'd be called the really awesome team that saved the rat salesman and then returned the cat.
Well,
I mean,
it's just kind of funny. You went into a sewer and you came out drenched in sewer and also let a giant cat
out
of the city.
I didn't come out drenched in sewer, but Kai did fall in the poop stream.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, she did fall in. It was crazy.
Okay.
But I didn't fall in. But we helped her out. We're a team.
Oh, yeah. That's good to hear. Yeah. Those tasks aren't easy.
No. How's yours going? How's your team doing?
It's all right. We managed to complete a few people through the...
Right. Oh.
Sorry, this bubble tea. And at that point, you take a sip of your bubble tea, and you realize that it's not carbonation in your mouth. It tastes like regular tea. But afterwards, you get tingles all over your body.
Ooh. Okay. I'm feeling tingly. Wait, sorry. What were you saying about your task?
No, we managed to do two people's tasks. which made us more enemies than friends, I think.
With we're not, you and your team? Within yeah. your team?
Yeah. Well, no, not within the team, but the other teams are acting kind of weird with us. Why? Are you going to any of the weird social events that...
I honestly did not know this existed. Yeah, I think that's because we're the sewer team and no one's invited
us. I think that might be what's up. I don't want to hurt
no
your feelings.
No one has invited us.
Next time we hear that there's
can
like
you
a...
Can invite us?
Yeah, well, I'll make sure that...
Marge? Can I call you Marge, by the way? I'm calling you
fine.
Marge.
Yeah, okay. I get that sometimes.
Okay. Well, that's really nice of you to do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're kind of friends.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I need a few more friends in this weird rich people city.
It is a weird rich people city.
Yes.
You have never been to a city like this, truthfully, that we're inside of a cup building.
Yeah.
So how's your team? How's everyone on your team?
Good. We're looking forward to the tourney tomorrow.
Every single one. Is there? Well, who's that one guy? Jamari?
Jamari. There you go.
Yeah.
What about?
Nothing. I was just wondering how everyone's doing on your team.
Oh, yeah. No, we're good. You know, honestly, you're kind of worried when you come out here if it's gonna tear you apart or make you stronger.
Yeah, right. Right.
And I've noticed some teams are being torn the fuck apart.
Yeah, not us.
Not you? Good to hear.
We are strong as glue.
Right.
Tell everyone that.
I'm not one of the gossipy teams. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
me either.
Me either. I hate gossip.
but I think luckily it's made us stronger, especially since like we are from a village and the province we're from doesn't have a city, barely a town.
Oh.
So
it's cool you guys are out here representing.
Yeah, a little culture shocky for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well,
your town was burned down?
Yeah.
All right.
We don't have our town is smaller than yours now.
Haha, because it
doesn't exist.
Right.
Yeah, everyone died.
Everyone died.
Yeah. No, it burned down. There was some really weird supernatural stuff going on. That's why I said the word. There was just some weird. It was weird. And we have yet to solve the crime. I'll just leave it that.
So are you out here solving crimes?
No, we're here for the competition. But yeah. My mind is not at rest. I'll just put it that way.
Good.
Yeah.
You got to avenge your town.
I owned a meat shop. Griana's Meats and More. It was my parents, but they're retired in Florgetida. But Florgetida?
No.
My parents.
Aronde. Your parents?
Yeah, why?
Oh. Leaves. They'll tell you when you're ready.
Oh, yeah. Wait. What?
I've heard of them.
How?
Did you not?
No.
Do
I not what? Okay, so the rat guy had something to say, too, but he wouldn't tell me. So can you please tell me? Because I have no idea what anyone's talking about. I have still not called them, and I don't know what even calling is. I don't know how to do that.
Well, it's just like they're legends, man.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Can you explain? Is it because of their meat shop days?
Because
they're half dead?
Wait, are you saying that someone like refused to tell you?
Yes! Did this happen recently?
Does
there might
mean
be.
I should refuse to tell you?
No!
Yes! Someone in the background? Yes!
No! No! Yes. Margiani.
But you're still in contact with them, right?
I just haven't talked to them. I've been a little bit ashamed to tell them that the meat shop burned down.
Well, how about you tell them that the meat shop burned down, and then you ask them, and then I don't have to risk the vengeance of the fucking Arondes on my back.
The vengeance of the Arondes? Was it Frankie? Did he do something?
Who's Frankie?
My brother.
Oh.
That's right. That's his name.
I honestly didn't know that the Arondes had kids, so.
It's me and my brother.
Oh.
You're sure you're not going to tell me?
No, that's not my place.
Are you kidding me? I have to go. But please, we're staying at Jack and Jill's.
Yeah.
Let's go out.
If I hear about a party, I'll make sure that word makes it down there.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I think I need to make a stop at Excellence. Do you think they're still open?
I mean, yeah, it's or like, I need, it's like 2, so.
I'm just going to run over there really quick, and then I'm going to go back to Jack and Jill's. Like, it'll be 5 seconds.
I'm not your mom.
Okay,
so
yeah, I'm talking to myself. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're
I'm
fine.
A little frazzled. My parents were just my parents, and now they're legends.
Yeah, you might want to figure that out.
I'm going to figure that out. Okay,
all right.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Oh, my God, I had so much fun at Zumba, and this bubble tea is delicious. We should come back again.
I will see you at the tourney tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck.
Good hey, good luck.
Yeah.
All right. I know you'll win. Okay, bye. All right.
And then you hurry from Bubbles.
Bye, Bubbles.
While I'm in Kai's bed, we've been there for a bit.
I'm like, I'm wiping the blood off her face as carefully as I can.
I'm so off high off pain meds right now.
Sounds like
high
it.
Up I have.
So I have a lot of confidence.
Okay. I like where this is going.
And I'm just like, wanna. I have her cradled in my head. Like she's on my lap. I have her like cradled in my hand. And I'm just wiping the blood off her face.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Not for you.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. What's up, Zill? Hi, Zill. What's the question?
Oh gosh. Have you ever like counted on something for like your life? And then you get in a situation, that thing you counted on doesn't really help you out.
Yeah. What is there?
How do you get, what is your situation?
Well,
I'm high off pain meds right now.
Oh, no, this is beautiful role play.
You remember that year that I traveled with pirates?
No.
Oh, well. That happened.
You traveled with pirates?
Yeah, it's a long story.
I never knew this.
Really?
No, you never talked to me about that.
I thought I mentioned it on the boat.
Maybe. Who knows?
It's okay. We were drunk. It's
Who
fine.
Who knows?
Yeah, no, I counted on the shipmates, but they all, you know, I was like the only female, and, you know, they just didn't accept me. And I tried to count on them as part of my team member, but they disincluded me completely. I know it's not exactly what you're talking about. It sounds like.
This is like nothing what I'm talking about.
Well, what are you talking about?
I just been feeling really weird ever since the sewers.
Yeah? But why?
I just felt like I don't know. Like I couldn't really do anything.
So, you know that wasn't your fault though, right? Like that wasn't... There's nothing you could have done. There's nothing I could have done if I was in that place. There's
if
nothing...
you're in the position I was in, you got your friends dead around you, it seems like.
It's fucked up.
And, you know, I just felt like my magic did more harm than good in that situation.
Zill, that's not the case
at all. Time to go to bed.
Wait,
Zill. I'm still here. Okay. I'm just high off pain meds.
All right, I kind of like just pat your head a little bit.
Okay,
and I'm like trying to, or like run my fingers through your short hair.
Don't do that.
Oh,
I'm having punch flashbacks.
I'm just kidding.
So you get two excellences.
Yes. Hi. Is excellence here? I ask. Anyone I could find.
Oh, sorry. Excellence has been taking. She's, you know, Thursdays are sort of like excellence days. So we do have a 30% store discount on days that she is out, though. So
great. Who's your top salesman, woman?
Oh, that's Jerry.
Jerry. Hello?
Ah, hi. Hey.
Hey, what would you recommend if I needed to get in touch with someone immediately? Like, immediately.
Touching someone with, you know, you could go see if...
Yes, 123 near the beachway, Florgetida.
123 near the beachway, Florgetida. Yeah. Well, I know that up in Crest, their prices are inordinately high.
What?
But there are trained pigeons who send messages. And that's the quickest I know without getting that like super expensive magic involved.
What magic?
Well, I know that like...
How
the
expensive.
Government and stuff
okay,
has
right.
like traveling.
All right, this is ridiculous. Okay, oh, in Crest.
Yeah.
Where's Crest? Sorry, Crest. What's the name of this place?
It's the Pigeon Place.
The Pigeon Place. Is that what it's called? The Pigeon Place.
I think there's a real name for it, but.
All right.
Patrick's Pigeons. I think.
You know what? Good enough. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Jerry. You're the reason why.
Remember, 30% off in store.
I wish I could buy it. Wait, are the instruments on sale as well?
Oh,
they're
yep.
self-playing
though,
Remember?
Never mind. Okay. I just remembered they're self-playing. A voice inside my head told me they're self-playing.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jerry.
All right. So you leave.
I get into a cab and I go to...
You get into an Uber.
I'm really making it fast for you.
Wait, you're going there today? Yeah. She's heading there right now.
Really fast.
Yeah, she's heading up to Patrick's Pigeons. Turns out it's Polly's Pigeons. And it's not in the Crest District. Jerry was wrong. It's in the Merchants Guild. However, the taxi driver knew.
Thank you so much. Okay. How much do I owe you for the ride?
Just 2 gold.
Seriously, that's it?
Yep.
Here you, 4 for you. Thank you for
the thank you so much.
Speed. Yeah. Hey, remember, we're the team from Langdale.
All right. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
I'll be there.
All right. I look forward to your
I hope you win.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
And so you head into Polly's Pigeons. And it looks like a normal storefront. It's very small.
Hi, I'm looking to write a letter and send a letter really fast.
Hello, where would you like to send your letter to?
123 near the beach way, Florgitida.
Florgitida. That's a 5-day pigeon travel.
Ugh. Is there an expedited shipping fee that I could maybe do 2-day
pigeon? We do have an elite pigeon rank.
Okay, what is it?
For an extra fee.
50,000.
50,000 gold.
It's only for the king.
Our normal rate pigeon
messages. Come on.
Run around. 40 gold.
I love Zootopia.
40. Okay.
And then our expedited run started 150.
What?
But they get there twice as fast.
Damn it. Okay. Okay. All right. 150 it is. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Do you have a piece of paper?
Yep.
Okay, thank
you. This is an official Polly Pigeon scroll.
Okay, thank you. Can you write your message a little faster?
And it's delivered in 2.5 days.
Thank you. All right, perfect. What's your name?
Patrick.
Patrick, you're doing a great job.
Okay. So it's getting to be later in the day. Zil's sleeping it off, I think.
You kind of got to. Yeah, I guess.
You wake up and you're in pain again, and you take more pain meds, and you're up, and you're kind of starting to get loopy as they kick in again, but you got a few minutes before the pain goes away enough for you to fall asleep. It's about 6 p.m.
I'm up?
Yeah.
You go downstairs to get water.
Yeah, you go downstairs to get water, but Kai watches you stand up, because I assume you're just, like, sitting in there.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Do you need...
There's railings on the stairs. I'll be fine.
Okay, how is she doing walking?
Roll for walking?
Yeah, you roll for walking.
I got a 17. Is that plus anything?
Yeah, you're walking.
I'm walking.
All right.
I'm fine.
Okay, I kind of go down, too, because I'm a little hungry, and I just get something to eat. All right,
so you go downstairs.
Can I have some broth?
Get something to eat. Yeah, you walk. Can I get some broth?
Can I get something that's easy to eat?
And then at that point, Jack is like, "Yo, did somebody get you a healing potion?"
Zil.
Someone should get you.
I have one. I have a high strength healing potion. I only have 3 of them left, though.
Yeah, if you take that, you will not be injured for your meeting tomorrow. If you do not take a health potion,
because I got one for each of us,
you will still be a little fucked tomorrow.
Okay, I handed Zil. I got each of us a high strength healing potion.
Okay.
Do you want to use it now?
Sure.
Okay, I pass it over to her.
As you're pounding down that big boy, that potion, you're immediately starting to feel better. You hear a sort of stumbling noise on the stair, sort of a thump. You turn your head back a little bit, and you see a very drunk-looking Mavis mostly walking down the stairs. You notice that she's, like, having to take her time a little bit. And then she, like, gets to, like, the bar. She's like, "One more, please." and Jack sort of just, like, looks at her, like, a second, and she's, like, about to say something in sort of, like, disagreement, and Mavis goes, "One more."
Okay. I'm looking at Mavis, like...
And at this point, in a power move, Jack takes the bottle of gin
out from under the counter and just puts it in front of Mavis. And Mavis takes it and goes, "Thank you." And takes the whole bottle of gin and starts going back up the stairs. Roll a perception check.
Both of us?
Yes.
I got a
10.
20, not net.
10?
Yes.
Great. She just looked a little drunk. Her eyes were puffy, and you could kind of smell Tanglefoot. but the puffiness, the eye redness, obviously Tanglefoot, but eye puffiness is crying.
Yeah.
Great. A little just out.
Yeah.
Bad place. She just sort of like retreats back up the stairs.
I guess so. I'm like, dude, is she good?
Yeah. How would I know?
Good point.
And so at that point, Griana, who has written the letter, sent it to, oh God.
Really quick.
All right, just finish it. Just finish it.
Okay.
So you health potion, dinner ordered, broth for you. You're better. It takes you like 10 minutes, and then you're just like, whoo.
I look okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I order an entire roast beef and I
give me some tacos.
Tacos and roast beef.
Give me a fucking... I'm feeling loose.
You are.
Give me a...
Guy, what's an alcohol? Ooh, well, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a chill?
I don't know, Guy.
You know what? Get this, girl, a zesty gin and tonic.
And at that point, Jack goes, it's going to have to be top shelf gin, because you just saw what I did with the bottom shelf gin.
Oh, it's on me.
All right.
Well, we don't pay for anything here.
That's... I mean... Top shelf is top shelf.
I got you,
that's
Jack.
That's so true.
I got you, Jack.
And at that point, gin and tonic.
I gulp it.
You down it in one gulp.
Yes.
I go, get this girl another one.
No,
and another I'm one good. Is poured.
I'm good for
another one is placed in
front
of you.
I drink it. I feel pressured. I'm going upstairs to my room.
All right, so you take two. Roll it. Go ahead and roll a constitution saving throw. Fuck. Little do you know that there is adverse effects of health potions and alcohol. 15 plus 3, 18. There are... 18?
18.
All right, so you're fine, even though that there are
sometimes
adverse effects of health potions and alcohol.
Okay.
But you're making, there's a small stumble as you're starting. But you're up in your room. Ugh. That's how you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're in your room now.
This day turned so fast. Anyway, I want it to end.
We'll get there. I have one more thing to do on this day when Griana returns.
Okay, I'm back.
All right, so with the pigeon message scrolled and prepped, Griana makes her way back, orders dinner, things of the like, and thank you.
Thank you, Patrick, the pigeon carrier man.
Okay, great. And I'm going to fold this for now, even though it's technically rolled. You guys are... So just as Griana gets back and orders herself dinner, another person follows her through the door, and that is Scotty. Scotty is wearing formal wear and looks like she's about to be going somewhere, and she sees Kai, who's still eating the whole roast beef down in the lobby. She's like, hey, I'm heading out, but I think... I owed Lavinia a favor, so this is for you guys.
Whoa. Oh, thanks.
Hey, thank you.
You might want to get your whole people around from what I heard.
Okay.
So.
Hey, where are you going?
Date. You?
Oh my, Scotty, who is it?
Oh, don't kiss and tell. Bye.
I want details.
And then Scotty's
my favorite.
Scotty's my favorite.
Yeah,
favorite. So Griana's here favorite. Then.
Griana's there.
Oh. Have fun, okay. Scotty. Hope it's not like... one of your cast members, and there's going to be drama in the show.
Okay. I scarf down the rest of my roast beef, and I go, girl, let's go upstairs.
What?
Well, I just nudge upstairs, and I just go up.
Where's Zill?
She's upstairs.
Oh my God, is she okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gave her a healing potion.
Did you mark that you don't have that
anymore? Yeah, I have not. All
right. Let's go upstairs.
Yep.
All right, so
I'm
going
to get Iga anyways.
So I first knock on Zill's door. I go, hey, Zill, we got a letter.
What?
We got a letter from Lavinia.
Lavinia?
Yeah.
She sent us a letter?
Yeah. Should I go tell Mavis?
Yeah. I don't know if she really wants to.
I'll knock on her door anyway.
Maybe you should. Maybe that's not a really good idea.
I go anyways. I go.
Maybe, hey,
I just knock. I just knock. I go. Mavis, hey. We got a letter.
Hi.
We got a letter from Lavinia. I don't know if you want to come out and read it with us, or I can just hand it to you later, or
Mavis, it's Griana. Hi.
No guys, response. Let's just go open all this right. baby up.
All right.
Baby.
Actually, roll a perception check.
This one. Haha, 18.
All right, you hear the sounds of some frantic shuffling and then some sniffling and then deliberate quiet.
Did you guys hear that?
No. Can we open this letter up?
Yeah, I want to hear what it says.
All right, so
I kind of look at the door and I go,
have you?
All right.
Yes, all right, I have.
You open the letter up.
I had a crazy day, too.
To my dearest friends and favorite meat.
Oh,
mashers.
My God.
Hello from, well, I don't know, somewhere north on the river. I'm at the top of a new boat with the Toads. I've been slowly trying to earn their trust by throwing bread up here, and I think it's working because they let me sit with them now. I don't know where we are or what I'm doing or half the people on this boat, but I do know these Toads. Things have been uneventful for the most part here, other than one small thing. My tattoo has been fading. Have yours been? Actually, this has been freaking me out, and I didn't know who else I could talk to about it besides you guys. I've been trying to figure out what's going on, but so far, all it's gotten me is very little sleep and a lot of stress. I've been an absolute mess without you all, so I hope you're faring better than me. I hope you haven't been kicked out of the tournament, or killed, or burned, or maimed. Kai, how is Cooper? Is there any Tanglefoot in the capital? I mean, like, of course there is, but, like, how is it? And please send some to me, because this boat is dry as fuck. Please remember to not waterboard anyone, and to keep a handle on your temper, and to drink lots of water. I've been getting a lot of use out of your harmonica, too. I think the Toads like it. Griana, thank you for the giant goblet you gave me just before I left. I use it as my nighttime water cup.
Good.
I miss your silly, fun energy. Everyone on this boat is so serious, and I feel like I haven't laughed in forever, but it's only been like a week. Remember the time we stopped those two elf cultists?
Yes.
Those guys sucked. But it was funny because I was with you.
That's true.
Zill, how are you? Have you heard from Olivia? Probably not, but at least you're hearing from me. I haven't been too overwhelming. Do you still have my mud doll? Yeah. I hope it's been a good luck charm for you in the tournament. Also, I miss your magic tricks. How is Mavis? Did she wake up from a poison coma? I hope so.
Unfortunately.
I know I didn't really talk to her, but reading over someone's unconscious body kind of feels like bonding, right? I don't know. I have to go now, but good luck in the tournament. I'm rooting for you all the way from here, wherever here is. Remember to take care of each other. And again, please don't waterboard anyone.
Oh. We won't. We'll try not
I mean,
to.
She didn't even mention the hat I gave her.
Oh, my God.
I, like, tear a little bit. I go, you guys.
That was... I miss Phoebe.
Me too.
Yeah.
I feel like we'd we'd already have won this tournament if she was here. It'd
probably
already be over. We'd shut it down.
I say after this tournament, we write her a letter back.
After? How long is that going to take?
Well, after this round.
Hey, if it's urgent,
hey,
I know.
After
a guy.
This recording session, let's write her a letter back.
Seriously, guys, if it's urgent, I know, guys. It was Patrick. He talks real slow, but sends letters real fast.
This is true.
Okay,
Patrick. How do I know? How do I know Patrick, you ask?
No.
How do I
leave.
Okay. All right, that's fine. That's fair.
I go, all right, I'm going to go to bed.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just so tired, Griana.
No,
I'm sorry.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Me too. I'm so tired. I need to go. I'm going to bring Iga my leftovers.
Yeah, I broke my nose twice today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You look great.
Thanks.
I'm tired.
Don't.
See you tomorrow.
Give me my ribbon back, you harlot.
she's giving Cooper a little bow.
That's on loan. That's my fancy ribbon, and you can't keep it.
Okay, it's on loan.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Look how cute he is, though.
You're right. That's very cute.
It's okay. I have magenta ribbon at home that I'll use.
There you go. All right, so the three of you are going to bed?
Yes.
All right.
Well, I go take Igo out to stretch his wings.
Igo stretches his wings.
Give him some of my leftovers.
Better be in a fly, boy.